Welcome to All Sides Weekend. Typically, March comes in like a lion, oftentimes with a big snowstorm or two. But this year, we seem to have skipped right over winter altogether and have been enjoying spring-like temperatures for weeks now. With sunshine and 70-degree temperatures in the forecast, it's time to get outside and enjoy this great weather. I'm Amy Jurevich, and today on All Sides Weekend, we're talking about enjoying the outdoors around Ohio. And we'll help you plan some unique weekend getaways where you can see spring flowers in full bloom. Joining us in the studio is Columbus Monthly Assistant Editor John Ross. Welcome, John.
Morning, Amy.
Also, Columbus and Franklin County Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley. Welcome.
Hi, Amy.
And the Ohio State Parks Public Information Section Manager Jean Bax. Welcome, Jean.
Thanks, Amy.
So, weather like this must make you park spokespeople very happy.
Indeed.
So lots of people want to be outside. Peg, you even had a park that was very crowded last weekend. Is that a good problem to have?
11,000 people on a Sunday at High Banks? Absolutely. They all had a great time, even those that got turned away.
So it was just 15 minutes or so you had to close the park because there were too many people there?
Yeah, too many people.
So do you try to remind people that there are 15 other metro parks, even though High Banks is everyone's favorite?
That's why I'm here today.
So this weekend, if High Banks is too crowded, where should someone go maybe to for a nice long walk?
I'd go to Inniswood Metro Gardens. They've got about 4 miles of trails. Everything from the daffodils to the forsythia are blooming. Flat walk if you haven't gotten yourself conditioned. You're not going through any rugged terrain. And I would also go down to Slate Run. Check out the baby lambs that have been born. And the salamanders and the frogs are all chirping and creaking. And so I'd head down there, too. Those are two places.
Now, a lot of people like to do hikes to see flowers starting to bloom, you know, find the first flowers of spring. But it's almost like, I know in at least my yard, like the grass never seemed to die and the weeds never seemed to go away. So are we looking for spring flowers even earlier than usual? What do you think, John?
I spoke with Martin McAllister of the state's state park down at Shawnee, and he's a wildflower expert. And one of the things that he mentioned is that the warmer temperatures will bring it up a little bit quicker, but a lot of spring ephemeral wildflowers actually respond more to sunlight than they do to temperature. So if we had a lot of sunny days, that would be better for them, regardless of what the temperature was. But I was at John Bryan State Park in Yellow Springs last Saturday and saw a bunch of flowers. The endangered snow trillium was there along the Pittsburgh and Cincinnati Stagecoach Trail, if you're looking for that one. That's always one of my favorite harbingers of spring. They also had hepatica down there. There were some purple crests, some bitter crests. So that was a great hike. You know, and like Peg said, it's fairly flat. So if you're not, you know, trail ready coming out of hibernation, that's a great one to hit.
So you go and look for these spring flowers, but are they the sign for you? Like spring is here whenever you start to see them like along the side of the trail this time? Because I remember, I think last year you were here and we were talking about how you can see them popping up through the snow, but there is no snow.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, John Bryan's always the place I hit, you know, in the very early spring. You know, sometimes there is a little dusting of snow or even some frost. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a great way to just kind of, you know, be aware of the seasons changing, which is one of the great things about living and exploring the outdoors in Ohio, is the fact that we do get, well, in most years, fairly demarcated seasons. But, you know, I feel like, you know, wildflowers are really cool because, you know, it is they do change quickly. Some of the ones only bloom for, you know, a couple of weeks. So you've got to go out and see them. And, you know, you kind of get one wave coming. And then, you know, through, you know, there's kind of different stages where you'll see a lot of different stuff in Ohio. I think Gene, the ODNR website said something like there's 2,300 species of wildflower in Ohio.
Yeah.
something like that.
I can't say I've seen them all, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jean, in the state parks, I know you do a lot of wildflower hikes and you do a lot of guided tours and that kind of thing. Are you starting to schedule them earlier this year?
Those dates were pretty well set a while back. So
before you knew,
April,
we wouldn't have winter.
Yeah. Yeah, because actually it's maple syrup season. We're just finishing that up. There are a couple of woodcock walks, I think, toward the end of March. Shawnee and Van Buren State Parks are doing that. And then April, although the wildflowers already are appearing, and I can attest to that, I've seen some too, April is definitely the month to go on a guided wildflower hike with a naturalist. Every weekend, anywhere around the state, you can find one at a state park.
Have you had, maybe not to the extent where High Banks was so crowded that they had to turn people away, but have you had a lot of activity at the state parks, especially last weekend?
Yeah, it's definitely starting to perk up. Even though we didn't really have a bad winter, people still get cabin fever. So they're still ready to see some sunshine and some nature.
So besides John Bryant State Park, which we talked about, where would you go? Which state park would you go to see the first signs of spring flowers?
Well, generally, if you go further south, you're going to see things sooner. Shawnee State Park, which John mentioned, has some interesting and unique wildflowers, and they have a couple of events coming up. They've got a FloraQuest conference, so if you're really into wildflowers or you would like to get into wildflowers, they have a two-day event with speakers and guided hikes, and then they also have wildflower pilgrimage, so you can see what's blooming not just at Shawnee and the adjacent state forest, but even at nature preserves in the area.
Great. And all that information, of course, is at ohiostateparks.org.
Yes.
And we'll have links to that at WOSU.org/allsides. You're listening to All Sides Weekend, and we are talking about enjoying spring in and around Ohio. And we have Columbus and Franklin County Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley, Ohio State Park spokesperson Gene Bax, and Columbus Monthly Assistant Editor John Ross. Listeners, have you been enjoying the recent sunshine and 75-degree weather? Where do you travel to welcome spring in Ohio? Tell us your favorite destinations. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. 614-292-8513. And a few minutes ago, Peg, you mentioned two baby lambs being born. So this is the time of year whenever you're seeing that. Tell us about some other baby animals that you have.
We expect the piglets at the end of the month. And then the calf will be born in June, but I have a feeling when I go back to my office, I'll have a call from the farm and there'll be six more.
And this is all at Slate Run,
This is all at Slate Run, and I'm waiting. Last year we had, I'm not sure how you say this when you've had two sets of triplets. So one sheep had three and the other sheep had three, so we had two sets of triplets that were born, so that was kind
right.
of
if you want to make up a word for it, that's
okay.
fine.
Okay. So that's always fun to come out to the farm. We finished maple syruping last weekend, but it's a good chance to just kind of walk around and watch the farmers and the farm wives get ready for the season and that. And then while you're at the farm, I would head over to the Five Oaks Trail to check out some. We were talking about wildflowers. Trilliums beginning to bloom. It's looking kind of pretty. And also bloodroots coming up. So that's a pretty red flower.
All right. And I also had to get, I always like to get my bison update. How are the bison doing?
Girls are doing good.
Yeah.
we'll be getting ready to move them to their summer paddock in a couple weeks and that. So they still haven't gotten a male yet.
And
so that means no babies.
I'm ready for some baby bison.
We're hoping. We did want to spend a full year making sure the public and the bison were compatible, and we think that's working out pretty well. They did offer us a male, but the male was such that he would not be able to be reproduced.
Okay. So where this is Prairie
Battelle Darby Creek.
I'm getting all my parks mixed up. So the bison are at Battelle Darby Creek,
Correct. And
we have the piglets expected at Slate Run.
At the end of the month, yep.
All right, 614-292-8513 to tell us where you like to welcome spring in and around Ohio, or you can ask our panel for some advice. And we have Debbie on the line from Columbus. Debbie, what's your question or comment?
Oh, I just wanted to call to everyone's attention Stratford Ecological Center. It's actually in Delaware County on Liberty Road, not too far from Old 315, and it's a beautiful area. It's 280-some acres, and I don't know how many acres are wooded forest, but there's lots of trails. There's 4 or 5 miles of trails. They have a working farm, and they have some new baby lambs there, too. And it's just a great place to go walk through the woods. I was there in the fall, and it's just gorgeous. And I'm going tomorrow to see what I can see with respect to the flowers.
All right, so Stratford Ecological Center in Delaware, right?
Yeah, Delaware County, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Debbie.
Thanks.
Have you ever been there, John?
I haven't been to Stratford, but I know that they do offer some educational programs throughout the year, which is, you know, obviously a great chance to check that out. But one of the things, you know, just kind of related to what's going on in Delaware County is that I've been really impressed with the whole preservation park system, which is a countywide up in Delaware. You know, a system of trails, preserves. I went to Hogback Ridge Preserve a couple weeks ago, and that was great. A couple of wooded, easy trails, a great wooded ravine, and then an awesome nature center with, you know, books on Ohio flora and fauna and a place to watch birds at a feeder and just some really great interactive nature displays. So I've been really impressed with what's going on in Delaware County.
Great. And I also wanted to talk a little bit about the sounds of spring. So we're starting to hear more birds chirping and the spring peepers, right? Those, you can hear those as well. Gene, where would you recommend to go to see the most birds coming around?
Well, Hocking Hills is always a favorite place to see a lot of birds. There's the Hocking Valley Birding Trail, and that extends quite a ways into a few different counties. Hocking Hills, Lake Hope, places that are heavily wooded with contiguous forest definitely are great spots. Mohican areas, also a very nice place to see a lot of birds. There's a lot of wooded area up there, and there's always Lake Erie if you're in the mood for a bit of a longer drive.
Right. I would think that, you know, the parks around the lake, maybe it didn't get quite as cold as usual up there. Maybe the water will warm up a little quicker.
It may. And, you know, eagles are going to start hatching some babies here soon. So we've already seen some activity with eagles in a few of the state parks with nesting eagle pairs around them, primarily in northern Ohio.
Do you offer some guided tours up around in the lake area, too, to help you spot some birds?
Yeah, Maumee Bay State Park would be a great one to go see birds. They've got a boardwalk trail at the wetland, a very nice nature center, and a very knowledgeable naturalist who's very personally interested in birding.
Great. And this is All Sides Weekend. Today we're talking about enjoying these spring, almost summer-like temperatures by exploring the great outdoors around Ohio. We have a panel here that wants to tell you where to travel for your spring getaways, and we also want to hear about your favorite destinations. Listeners, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. This is All Sides Weekend on 89.7 NPR News.
Good morning, I'm Eric French. Currently 62 degrees in downtown Columbus, with the high temperature today, it could reach 76 degrees with some scattered thunderstorms possible. 55 overnight and warm and sunny again tomorrow, 78 degrees.
This week, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me heads to Tucson, Arizona. We were thinking of making it a road trip, but with the price of gas what it is, we decided to travel the cheaper way, namely taking a cruise ship suspended in the air by four custom-built Zeppelins. I'm Peter Sagal. If you're listening in your car, you can't afford it. Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the news quiz from NPR.
And that's tomorrow morning at 11, right here on 89.7 NPR News.
Support for 89.7 comes from Montgomery & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. Information about how Montgomery & Associates can help you achieve your financial goals is at themontgomerysolution.com.
This is All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurevich, and today we're talking about enjoying spring in and around Ohio and enjoying the great outdoors right here in your own backyard. We have a panel of outdoor adventurers to help you plan your next day trip or weekend getaway. Columbus and Franklin County Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley. Thanks for being here, Peg.
Thanks, Amy.
And Ohio State Park spokesperson Gene Bax. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Amy.
Columbus Monthly Assistant Editor John Ross. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Amy.
And we want to know how you have been enjoying the sunshine in this 75-degree weather. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We do have an email from Carl. He wants to know how the lack of snow and the lack of a long freeze in our early warm weather will affect bad bug development, such as fleas, carpenter ants, mosquitoes, and others. Are we worried about bugs?
Well, bugs are out there. They're an important part of the ecosystem. They're bird food, so not everybody's unhappy about bugs. But, however, a milder winter usually does portend lots of bugs and earlier bugs. I've seen some butterflies out already, so that's not a bad thing. But, you know, if you're out hiking in the woods, you need to be aware there are ticks in the woods. And you just want to make sure when you head home, check yourself, check your kids, wear long pants. You can tuck your pants into your socks, wear light colored clothing.
Such a good look. Yeah.
It's a great look. But they are out there, so it's always important to just be aware. And if you want, you can wear bug spray. That can help too.
Right, and maybe start the flea treatment on the dog a little bit earlier this year than you normally would. Anyone else, any thoughts on mosquitoes? Or
I try not to think too much about mosquitoes.
Right. So I know that, John, you like to do a lot of camping. Mm-hmm. It's still, even though we're getting to a high of 70 or so, it still gets pretty cold at night. Do you like to go camping this time of year, though, because maybe it's not as crowded?
Yeah, I really enjoy three-season camping. I really enjoy when it's cold at night. You know, and I think, you know, that's part of the fun too, where, and this is an ideal time to get out and do some early season backpacking or camping. A great warm up trail that I like to hit is, Zaleski State Forest, which is about an hour and a half, hour and 45 southeast, from Columbus. And it's a great trail because, for two reasons. One, that there's a 10 mile day hike loop that you can actually stretch into, two easy days with one night outside. And, starting soon, or maybe currently, they do have water trucked into various water pumps, but you would want to call the Division of Forestry to make sure that the water is down there, because there's not a lot of other options if those pumps aren't active. Gene, you might know. I'm not sure if you know off the top of your head if they've done that.
I don't know off the top of the head yet about that. But I do appreciate the lead-in for
segue.
Thank you. But I'm pumped.
We've been working on that all week. So
yeah. You know, if you do have a hankering to go camping, certainly this is a good time to be thinking about it. And Ohio State Parks wants to encourage you to get camping early in a couple of ways. One is April is going to be Go Camping Month, so you can enjoy 25% off your camping fee if you decide that you want to go to Lake Hope near Zaleski.
Yeah, right across the street.
Yep, and stay in your own equipment or maybe rent one of their rental units. And another thing is, if you make reservations now through the end of March, either for a trip to State Park campgrounds or select cottages, generally the parks that don't have a lodge but do have cottages, with the exception of Mohican, you can get extra points on your bonus card, your rewards card. You can get 1,000 bonus points. So that's for any reservation made through the end of this month, through March 31st, for a stay in March or anytime this summer.
So you're calling in here March Madness, March Bonus
yes.
Points Madness.
March
right?
Madness, yes. March Bonus Points Madness. We don't want to infringe any copyright. But,
and if you're one of those birders that doesn't like to rough it, I recommend Maumee Bay.
Thanks, Peg.
It's beautiful, plush. You've got a view of the lake, and you can just do a day trip over to McGee Marsh and check out the birds. So that's one of my favorite state parks is Maumee Bay.
Is this the time of year when people maybe don't think to stay overnight in the park, you know, in March and April, but they're like booking their trips for June when it's really crowded?
Right, yeah.
But now it's, you know.
Yeah, sure. Now's a nice time to stay because it will be less crowded. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll see 11,000 people in 15 minutes. But, yeah, they do tend to be less crowded. There's lots of fun stuff to do. And, you know, if the weather's warm, it's a pleasant day for a hike. In a lot of ways, it's nicer than when it's in the 80s and 90s.
Is there somewhere to check and make sure some of the amenities are open? Because
sure.
I wouldn't think that everything would be open quite
right,
yet.
Right. Generally, April 1st, all of the campground restrooms have their heated shower houses open. But a lot of them have one or two open for the winter, just not every loop. So ohiostateparks.org has all that information available for you.
John?
And I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, spring break's coming up, and with gas prices what they are, you know, although people may aspire to go to Florida or to the Smoky Mountains or someplace, there are some beautiful places in Ohio. And, you know, I think it's worth considering staying a little bit closer to home for your spring break trip.
less than a tank of gas.
Less than a tank of gas away. Yes. Yeah.
John?
Yeah, one thing, I think what Gina is mentioning is really great, that it is less crowded. A lot of the amenities are open. One thing I just wanted to add from personal experience is that, you know, when you do camp, you know, in March, April, and May, you know, you do want to be prepared for some kind of wild weather swings. I remember being at Zaleski State Forest, and it was before the trees had budded out at all. They were all bare trees, so there was basically no shade. And I had planned for it to be about 40 degrees and a little rainy, and it had ended up being sunny and into the upper 90s.
Wow.
I remember guys, you know, being way overdressed, way overpacked, you know.
And a little sunburnt.
And a little sunburnt. So you just want to be aware of that. You definitely want to check the weather. Don't just assume that, what's been the 3 days prior is going to continue for the next couple of days that you're actually outside. So just a little safety tip in that department.
Yes, Ohio weather is odd, isn't it, from time to time. And we have Tim from Pickerington who wants to tell us about some things that he's seen. Hi, Tim.
Hi there. Just calling because a week ago I was on 71 headed south about the area of Frank Road interchange and noticed a bald eagle in the sky and wondered if it's nesting somewhere, if anybody might know where that would be. And I'll take my comment off the air.
We've got an eagle nesting at Three Creeks, which that sounds about the range
of how far they'll fly.
How they'll fly, and it could be fishing along the waterway there. You know, we've got the eagle nest at High Banks. It wouldn't be that eagle, but it could be any. If you go on ODNR's website, they have got some literature on where the different eagles' nests are in the state of Ohio. I don't know if it's currently up to date as of this year, but you can get a good idea. You know, if it's not our nest at Three Creeks, where might be a nearby nest where you could take a look at it.
And besides Three Creeks, we normally talk about High Banks. There's eagles returning there, right?
Right, and we just last week put up an eagle cam. So if you go on our website, you can watch the eagles going in and out of the nest in that. If you don't want to take – now's a good time actually to hike out to the Overlook Trail because the trees haven't leafed out, so you can look directly into the eagle nest from the platform in that. So they're back again. So the pair has successfully mated now for – this will be the third year. So we've got eggs.
Okay, so Three Creeks and High Banks are places more locally to see eagles. But then if you head more north toward the state parks up near Lake Erie, you'll see even more.
Yeah, definitely Lake Erie. And I'm thinking there are dozens of known eagle nests that have been documented in many counties, certainly even between the Ohio River and Lake Erie, anywhere where there's a sizable body of water, there's a good possibility that there could be nesting eagles.
614-292-8513 or send us an email to allsides@wosu.org. You can also post on the All Sides Facebook page and tell us where you like to travel for spring in and around Ohio. And we have Pat in Columbus. Pat, what's your question?
Hi. I am a big fan of Lake Hope, and I just wonder how the rebuilding of the dining lodge is coming and when that will be complete.
All right. Jean is shaking her head. So what's going on at Lake Hope?
It is under construction. I'm trying to think of when I saw photos last. I mean, I believe they've got a foundation and walls, and the grand opening is scheduled for sometime this fall. I'm sorry, I don't know exactly when. If you keep an eye on the State Parks website, we'll be able to provide you with updates for that. But yes, indeed, that really wonderful old historic structure is going to be replaced with a really nice one that's going to maintain that stone and timber look that everybody loved so much.
What sort of new amenities will be there? Like, what kind of renovation are you doing?
Sure. There's going to be meeting space, dining space, snack bar, and an artist gallery. So it should be very nice. And we'll also have the patio where people like to dine in the previous facility.
All right, Pat, does that help? Can you wait till fall?
I guess I'll have to.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. You know, Amy, at Lake Hope, they also have those beautiful little cabins right outside the lodge. I mean, those are just sweet little getaways for just a couple or something like that. That's one of my favorite.
They are very nice, and they're really affordable, especially compared to some of the other places that have the, you know, big two-bedroom cottages and some of the other amenities. The little ones at Lake Hope are
A good bargain. So someone like Pat, who maybe was hoping you were going to say summer, but you said fall. That's what I think it sounded like. So where could she go maybe that has a similar amenities and is similar to Lake Hope, same feel, but maybe has a lodge that's not under construction?
Sure. Well, Hocking Hills, not that far away, similar topography. There are also cottages there. And there is a dining lodge at Hocking Hills. And really good food. They have a relatively new caterer concessionaire at that facility, and they've gotten really good reviews on the food service. And well, this is kind of an odd thing to mention, but you know, the buzzards are back. I've noticed, and this
is
nothing. Pataskala, actually, I saw 24 in my backyard. The Hocking Hills is an interesting place to see a lot of turkey vultures, and for some reason that dining lodge is a place that they've been attracted to, I think because of maybe the heat of the structure.
Wow.
And, you know, there's a lot of places nearby for them to hang out, and they must be able to catch a lot of thermals. And so, you know, it's kind of a funky harbinger of spring, but a harbinger of spring nonetheless.
We've talked about a lot of birds on this show, but I don't know that buzzard watching has been one of them.
That's because they have some ugly behaviors. They've got that really ratty redhead, and they puke on themselves and a bunch of other things. So they're not, you know, the cute bird. And I'm not trying to demean any buzzards aficionados. So.
Here, let's move maybe to a nicer looking bird. Andrea in Columbus, what's your question?
Yes, hi. I am actually driving through Columbus on my way to Put-in Bay to open up our family's bed and breakfast. And all my life, I've spent my summers at Put-in Bay, and the red-winged blackbird have always meant summer to me. Mm-hmm. I now live in Cincinnati, and I'm starting to hear them down south. And I don't know if this is a trend that they are moving into southern Ohio now, but when I hear a red-winged blackbird in Cincinnati, I immediately think of Put-in Bay.
Red-winged blackbirds, is it, anyone familiar with those or have any comments to add?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was actually at a little park at the northeast corner of Hoover Reservoir called Hoover Meadows, which is a great place for spring, and there were tons of red-winged blackbirds. And you'll see them basically, I mean, I see them throughout central Ohio and even down, you know, in southeastern Ohio throughout the summer. I'm not sure if that's a trend, but
right.
That, you know, I don't have the kind of ecological background to speak on that. But I mean, they are pretty common throughout most of Ohio. I know we have them up at my parents' house in northeast Ohio, too. So it is kind of, you know, you do see them more when spring starts to spring. But they are definitely back in central Ohio and maybe earlier than usual.
And the other thing that's contributed to them moving down to southern Ohio is the restoration of all these wetlands and that, because they tend to be a marsh or swamp bird. So I see them a lot at Slate Run, more than when we built the wetlands. And also outside of my office at Sharon Woods, I see them in some of the marshes and that. So the incredible job that state parks and all the park districts have done to, you know, remediate wetlands is bringing them kind of down here a little bit.
Okay. So,
and they're a beautiful bird.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrea, for that call. And she mentioned Put-in Bay. That's a favorite place for a lot of Ohioans. John, what would you recommend if someone wanted to head up to Put-in Bay?
when I went to Put-in Bay, for a cover story for Alive last year, and I had a great time. You know, it was great to see all the stuff that you can paddle to. You can rent kayaks, one- and two-person kayaks, you know, these great open-water boats. And we paddled around, you know, the rock formations around there. And there's little inlets right, you know, by just, I guess, east of the town or west of the town. You know, there were great, it's great place for birding. You can bird by kayak, which is something that a lot of people don't get to do too often. And then I rented a scoot cart, which is basically like a mini like little Suzuki car that looks like about the size of a go-kart, but it goes like 30 miles an hour. So if you're ever up there and doing that, that's a good way to see most of the island very quickly.
And do you know, the season for Put-in Bay probably doesn't start until Memorial Day, but do you think that some kayak rentals may be earlier? I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, and it would probably be somewhat weather-dependent, too. Mm-hmm. And you would have to check the ferry schedules as well. I'm not sure. I've only been up there once.
The Newman Boat Line. You could check with them because the ferry goes out of Port Clinton.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then if you like to have a good time, Put-in Bay is your place.
Sure.
But if you're like me and you want to get away from the people, Kelly's Island.
Yeah.
And Kelly's got incredible birding, incredible wildflowers and that. So you get the best of both worlds up there, I do believe.
Right, sure. And so you can stay in a bed and breakfast, like was mentioned, or you can stay at a lodge, right?
Sure, there are state parks, both on Kelly's Island and on South Bass Island that have campgrounds, or you could stay on the mainland at East Harbor and then take day trips on the ferries. Any of those works, but
Cabins or just campsites?
A little of both. There are actually island yurts at Kelly's Island. Very nice, interesting little structures. Look a bit like a circus tent, but they're roomy. They have plumbing, everything you need.
A yurt with plumbing. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
It is awesome. South Bass Island has some neat stuff too. Cabents and a little cottage, and then both have campgrounds. So yeah, any of those places, East Harbor to do the day trip, or Kelly's or South Bass overnight, really fun. But I'm not sure if the ferries are running very much quite yet.
Mm-hmm. Do those normally sell out? Excuse me. Do they sell out for you in the summer? So maybe like start planning now.
You would definitely want to start planning now. And if you make your reservations by the end of the month, you can get 1,000 additional bonus points.
Bonus points.
And
that's
if Steve was here, he would talk about the winery up there.
Right. So. Steve Stevens from the Dispatch. Yes, he is always sure to mention the wineries around Kelly's Island.
I just thought I have to mention his name.
Of course, of course. And just real quick, we're going to squeeze in another call here. And Randy in Clintonville has a question about Metro Parks.
Hello, I work with a lot of Boy Scout Eagle candidates around Central Ohio. And when you made comments earlier about the eagles nesting at high banks and also spoke of the butterflies, that brought music to my eyes. The eagles, they are nesting in a chimney tower that was an Eagle Scout service project. And there is a beautiful butterfly collection in the Nature Preserve that's a service project. What I am now interested in knowing is, could you share with me, for other teenagers, what would be some potential 100-hour service projects that Metro Parks or state parks could have to allow teenagers to get outside and enjoy the wildlife?
You can give me a call or after the show if Amy wants to give out my number, but we've got Eagle Scouts that have done everything from renovate an old trading post, turning it into a museum, to building bridges at Sharon Woods. So I could put you in touch with wherever your troop is closest to whatever park we have. But, I mean, if it wasn't for the scouts, there's some projects that we wouldn't have been able to get to in terms of cost and so forth. So the scouts have been a blessing for the Metro Parks for the past 50 years.
And, Jean, you agree?
So thank you.
Oh, yeah. This is Jean from State Parks. And, yeah, absolutely. They've built benches along trails. They've helped maintain trails. They've built amphitheaters. They've built observation blinds for wildlife. And then they've also done bluebird boxes, just countless things.
So just contact either the Metro Parks or the State Parks office, and
definitely,
you can get involved in that. This is All Sides Weekend on 89.7 NPR News. And listeners, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We want to talk about your favorite places to enjoy spring. This is 89.7 NPR News.
On the next Fresh Air, a tribute to the late John Updike. Some of his most popular titles are being re-released this week in honor of his birthday. Updike would have been 82. I was lucky enough to have interviewed him several times. We'll hear highlights of some of those interviews on the next Fresh Air. Join us.
And Fresh Air is at noon here on 89.7 NPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Eric French. It's currently 65 degrees in Columbus, and it's expected to reach 73 today with some scattered thunderstorms possible, 78 and sunshine tomorrow. If you are hungry for more than just headlines and short sound bites about our community, why not watch Columbus on the Record tonight and every Friday night at 8:30 on WOSU-TV and get your fill of in-depth, thoughtful, and balanced analysis of the issues affecting Columbus and Central Ohio. Join host Mike Thompson and his panel of guests as they take on the issues of the day, anything from Columbus City Hall to Ohio as a battleground state for the 2012 elections. Watch Columbus on the Record Friday night, tonight, and every Friday nights at 8:30 on WOSU-TV.
Support for 89.7 comes from The Ohio State University, holding the NCAA Men's and Women's Fencing Championship March 22nd through the 25th at the French Field House in St. John's Arena. Tickets at 1-800-GO-BUCKS.
This is All Sides Weekend on 89.7 NPR News, and I'm Amy Jurovich. With 70 or even 80 degree temperatures in the upcoming weather forecast, it's time to start planning where you're going to go to enjoy the great outdoors around Ohio. Today, we're talking with Ohio State Park spokesperson Jean Bax, Columbus Monthly Assistant Editor John Ross, and Columbus and Franklin County Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley. Listeners, do you have a question for our panel about travel in and around Ohio, or tell us your favorite way to welcome spring after a long, cold, well, actually, it's been a short, mild winter. 614-292-8513, or send us an email at allsides@wosu.org. And John, what was the next recommendation you wanted to talk about?
One place that I'm super excited to visit is the Oak Openings region in northwestern Ohio. I think for a lot of outdoor adventurers, northwest Ohio, you know, kind of southwest of Toledo, is just kind of like a no man's land. They don't really know what's up there. All they know is that it's kind of flat and kind of near the lake. But what's so interesting, the Oak Openings is about 130 square mile region of very unique habitat. The Oak Openings are actually called oak savannas, where there's, you know, kind of big stately oaks, fairly sparsely planted, you know, in these wide open fields. So between these oaks, you have awesome wildflowers, forbs, grasses, sedges, just very unique habitat. There's also a lot of sand dunes in these regions. Things grow there like a lot of native Ohio orchids in some of the wetlands. And then in along the dunes, you've got even things like prickly pear cactus in Ohio, which is very unique. So many species of endangered or very rare plants and wildflowers up in this region. The place that I'm going is Oak Openings Preserve Metro Park, which is part of the Toledo Metro Park system. You know, it's you know, thousands of acres. There's actually a 16-mile loop trail there, which is probably kind of a mystery to a lot of people who do longer hiking trails in Ohio. And, you know, just everything I'm reading and hearing about this place is that it's just very spectacular. The Nature Conservancy called it one of America's last great places, which is a pretty hefty and significant designation.
Wow. So are you doing a day trip, or is this a weekend stay?
My wife and I are going to go up, probably do some hiking on Saturday, and then stay in a little bed and breakfast in the cute little town of Grand Rapids, and then go hike a little bit more on Sunday. You don't have to do the 16-miler. There's a bunch of, you know, smaller loop trails, some mixed-use trails for walking and biking, I think, as well.
So we spend a lot of time talking about locally and talking about Lake Erie, but we can't forget about the Toledo side of Ohio.
There's a new nature preserve, Dahmer Prairie Savannah, in Crawford County. It's part of that also complex of baroque trees on savannas, really interesting old huge trees. And that's going to be dedicated this spring as a state nature preserve. And I believe Crawford County Park District has also been very active in that.
So tell us again the name of it so that for our listeners who need to write it down.
Yeah, it's Oak Openings Preserve Metro Park is the Toledo Metro Parks. If you go to their website, it's one of the ones that they feature often. And then there's also one operated by the Nature Conservancy called Kitty Todd Nature Preserve. So these are the two major ones that I know of, Gene, and then Gene's new nature preserve.
Yeah, Dahmer Prairie Savannah is in Crawford County near Marion.
All right.
And at Oak Openings, there's a butterfly that can only be found at that particular place. It's called the Kerner's Blue. It's found nowhere else in Ohio but at that particular metro park, just because of the topography and the sand and that. So it's kind of it's a beautiful little blue and white butterfly. So I think it might be a bit early to see it, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, and it actually feeds on this amazingly beautiful wildflower called the wild lupine. And that's one of the primary places that you'll find it is up in this region.
614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also post on the All Sides Facebook page and tell us how you welcome spring in Ohio. Where do you like to travel to, or what questions do you have for our panel? 614-292-8513. And Peg, I wanted to ask you about on March 31st, you're officially opening a bridge that is connecting a part of a trail.
Right. We will be opening the section of the Ohio to Erie Trail that you can ride from the Battelle Darby Creek Metro Park in southeastern Franklin County all the way to Cincinnati. That's 110 miles. This is part of the trail that's 435 miles that goes, when it's completed, and it's about 80% completed, you can ride from Cincinnati through Columbus on up to Akron and on up to Cleveland. So you're basically going from the Ohio River on up to Lake Erie. And this was all done with community groups and citizens groups building and getting funding for this cool trail. But right now, if you'd like to get on your bike, your rollerblades, you know, head down to Cincinnati. You could do 110 miles in a day, stop at the Golden Lamb in Lebanon, have a nice lunch. It's just great.
110 miles in a day. I'm going to just go ahead and say.
On rollerblades.
With a motor on my back.
I'm going to go ahead and say no on that one. But John, how about you? 110 miles.
That's a little bit out of my range. I probably the biggest day I've had is probably 55, I think. So I could make it halfway.
Golden Lamb in Lebanon. That's about halfway.
614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. And earlier in the show, Gene, we mentioned some of the wildflower hikes that you have, but you also have at Mohican, or you have a mushroom and wildflower hike. I'm sorry, that's at
Cowan Lake.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, if you're interested in morel mushrooms, it's a little early now, but that event is scheduled for, I believe it's May. Oh, I'm sorry. There's one in April at Caesar Creek. There's one on April 28th at Caesar Creek and April 22nd at Cowan Lake. Those are both slightly southwest Ohio if you just go down 71, about two-thirds of the way to Cincinnati. So easy day trip. The naturalist at those parks is an enthusiastic morel hunter. She found the biggest morel I've ever seen. There's a picture of it. I swear it's half as big as she is. So, you know, if you're interested in mushrooms, that is a really fun and safe way to find them. Make sure that you're eating the right kind, the true morel, not the false morel.
Yeah, I would go with someone to tell you that this is the right one.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So that's the best way to do it. So yeah, those are wonderful events. They're getting some legs under them because they're just a couple of years old. So if you check the state park's website, you can get the details about when those are scheduled.
Can you eat them?
Yes, you can eat them.
No, can you pick? I mean, is she going to cook them that day? Because I'll bring a pound of butter down.
In her
they cost $90 a pound in the grocery store.
I think maybe at one or both locations, they may be offering mushroom soup for a donation before or after the hike. But I believe that you can keep what you find.
Because they grow profusely outside my office, and we are not allowed to pick them. And then I go to Weiland's Market and see them for $90 a pound, and it's like, oh, a little ethical dilemma there.
So maybe one of these hikes would be right up your alley. So we have April 22nd at Cowan Lake, and then I forgot the other one already.
April 28th at Caesar Creek.
Great. And we have Kari on the line from Grandview. Kari, what's your comment?
You guys kind of stole all my good ideas at first with Lake Hope is just an awesome out-of-the-way park. It's great for primitive camping. It's great for just kind of being away from everything, a little less well-traveled than Hocking Hills. But one place that I really enjoy going to that seems like no one ever visits is Scioto Trail down south of Chillicothe. Just a really great place to do primitive camping off of the lake, and you can just kind of have a whole hillside to yourself and just really enjoy just the peace and quiet of it all.
Gene, is that a part of a state park?
Or? Yes, it is. Scioto Trail is a state park, and thank you for the recommendation. It is a beautiful place, and, you know, that's one of the places in Ohio where you can actually hike to vistas. There are some up and down, and you can go to the tops of the ridges, and you can see for miles around. It is a lovely park, and there is primitive camping there. They also, I believe, they have a little getaway rental if you don't bring your own tent, but it is a very nice park, and it's off of 23 toward Chillicothe. Nice destination for a day hike, or if you want to spend the night, a great place to do that too.
Well, Kari, thanks for giving away your secret place there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And anyone have anything to add about down there in the Chillicothe area? Well, John, how about you give us another recommendation on somewhere else to enjoy spring, whether it be camping or if we're going to get the bike out of the garage finally?
I would, it's right in the backyard, and I mentioned it briefly earlier. It's Hoover Meadows. I've been doing a story where I'm kind of looking at, you know, five parks within, within an hour's drive of Columbus that people probably didn't know were there. And this is probably one of them. It's part of the greater Hoover Nature Preserve that's along the reservoir's northeastern corner. And I went last Sunday, and the frogs, the spring peepers, and I guess chorus frogs and maybe green frogs, were so loud at these shallow marshes and small ponds that I couldn't even talk to the person that I was with. It was so amazing. I just never heard anything. I mean, I heard stuff like it, but maybe never at that volume. I was like, what a cool sign of spring. You go there, bring your binoculars for the birds as well, but you've got just wide grassy trails through prairies, little forest tracks, and these really cool marshy wetlands. What a great trail.
Say the name of the trail again.
It's called Hoover Meadows. It's actually at 3715 Sunbury Road up at the northeastern corner of Hoover Reservoir.
Great. And Peg, also on your list for the day, you have lots of free programs at Slate Run. And I guess you're talking about the Secret Swamp a little bit. Can you tell us about that?
I just had a lady call this morning, and she said, can I bring my 6-year-old son? And I said, you can bring your 2-year-old son. Put him in galoshes. You hike with her. Is that a dated word? You hike out there with the naturalist. She's got buckets. She gives the kids buckets, the family buckets, and you look for spring peepers, but mostly salamanders. And if you've got young kids, that is the place to go, because young kids and salamanders and peepers and frogs and things that are mucky and dirty, you know, and have a change of clothes in the car, because you will have some fun. And that she's having it tomorrow, so hopefully we get some rain tonight, because rain tends to bring the peepers and tends to bring the salamanders out. So,
is it only particular days? Should we look up when these are?
Tomorrow she's got one going on. Mm-hmm. I believe it's at 2 p.m., and then she's got several throughout the month of April that go on in that. So,
okay, so we go to metroparks.net. Mm-hmm. And we can look that all up. And Jean, let's go for another recommendation. Did you have anything else that you wanted to mention?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot, but I'm just...
I do have a lot. Yeah. If you're interested in photography, I'm not sure if they're full up yet, but Hocking Hills State Park has a Shoot the Hills Nature Photography Weekend coming up in April. And, you know, they have seminars and a photo contest at the end. Quail Hollow State Park up in Hartville, Ohio, is having a photo contest. So the registration for that, I think, is... The deadline is April 15th, I believe. So they have several categories. You can submit your photos to that. You can check that out on the web. The State Parks website has a link to the Friends Group website that hosts that. This is the 10th year for the Shoot the Hills Photo Contest, and also for the Mohican Wildlife Weekend, where you can sign up. There are a few things have a fee, but many of them are free, and it's a weekend in mid-April where you can go to Mohican, Malabar State Parks, and then other preserves in the area, other kind of nature destinations in the area, and there are programs going on all weekend.
Great. And so just a lot going on for spring. Most of those things that you just mentioned, they're in April, right?
Yes.
So we can plan ahead. Are there a need for reservations and that sort of thing?
You would want to register for the photo contests and for the Wildlife Weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have a website here, MohicanWildlifeWeekend.com.
Yes.
They have their own website. Or all of this is at OhioStateParks.org.
Yeah.
Okay. And, John, what else is on your list for some spring travel?
I was going to say, as we speak, they're stocking the rainbow trout at Antrim Lake, which is always a huge draw for anglers of all ages. They stock these little fingerling rainbow trout, and it's really fun to catch system. I think the daily bag limit is 5. So it's not quite like shooting a fish in a barrel, but it's it's kind of like the next best thing. One tip that I've gotten from a couple of local fishermen is that because these fish are raised in fisheries or fish hatcheries, that they're somewhat weak. So always stand on the bank where the wind is blowing at you, because it'll eventually move the fish. Don't just stand by the truck or whatever they use to dump the fish in. The fish are eventually going to get pushed by the wind to whatever bank, so stand over there.
Okay. So, and any other fishing that anyone wants to talk about related to that?
Yeah, if you want to catch trout and you don't want to stand on the bank and you want to do, you know, put your waders on like I do and, you know, really do fly fishing, head down to Clear Creek. ODNR has stocked those with big brown trout, or little ones last year, but big ones this year. And you can actually stand in the stream and kind of look like a character out of A River Runs Through It. But I think Antrim is cool for little kids in that. But.
Yeah, it's a great way to get, you know, somebody just out for the first time in the season, or to, you know, kind of introduce somebody who's younger to a lifelong pastime.
And Peg, I wanted to make sure we mentioned your newest park, Walnut Woods. Tell us where that is.
It's halfway between Canal Winchester and Groveport, and it's the old East Side Nursery. So we've opened about 2.5 miles of trails, and the trails that we have opened right now go through beautiful sweet gum stand of trees. It's called the Tall Pines area of Walnut Woods because there's lots of pines in that. And then by the end of summer, we hope to have a dog park in there and another couple miles of trails in that. So it's a cool little park that, you know, it's been open for about 6 months, but nobody really knows it's open. So you're not going to run into a lot of people there.
So if High Banks is overcrowded, drive down to Walnut Woods in Canal Winchester.
Our manager, Mindy, might be listening. So if she gets the parking lot only holds right now 20 cars.
Oh, okay. So not everybody, but just 20 of you. Right. So we're down to the last 3 minutes. So that's about 30 seconds each for everyone to give one more recommendation, maybe something to do this weekend or next weekend with spring break coming up as well. John, what would you like to talk about?
Yeah, if you don't have the time to go up to Oak Openings, take a much shorter trip to Conkle's Hollow, which is awesome this time of year. You just see this primordial vegetation growing over these beautiful sandstone formations in the Gorge Trail. That's a great place to just pack a lunch, take an hour drive, go down there, and head back to Columbus.
Where is that?
That's Conkle's Hollow is one of the featured areas in Hocking Hill State Park.
Got it. All right. And Peg, what park would you like to recommend for this weekend or next weekend?
I'd head to Scioto Audubon. If you're a climber, bring your ropes, go for a climb. Otherwise, if you're a birder, they've got like 250 species of birds. The Audubon Center is a wonderful area for viewing the birds. You can walk through the boardwalks. It's close to proximity to downtown. And it's a good taste for spring. And as we talked about earlier, if you're not conditioned, it's completely flat terrain. Mm-hmm. Or if you live nearby in Clintonville or someplace, ride your bike down there.
Absolutely.
So for Scioto Audubon, are there birds coming back and there's a lot more, right?
Mm-hmm. And they've seen some eagles down there, too. So we know there's a nest somewhere along that area, too. So
do they have birding programs, maybe?
Audubon, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that would be going to Audubon's website. Mm-hmm. And they do different types of programs. They even have some cool programs where they show you how to band birds and things like that. So.
Great. And Jean, what's your final recommendation here?
Head east on Route 40, and you can do some hiking and see some beautiful blooming trees as well as wildflowers at Dillon State Park, Blackhand Gorge Nature Preserve, and Dawes Arboretum. And if you're working on your taxes this weekend or any time in the near future, don't forget the tax checkoff for endangered species and nature preserves.
Great. This has been All Sides Weekend, and I'm Amy Jurevich. Thanks to Columbus Monthly Assistant Editor John Ross. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Amy.
And thank you to Columbus and Franklin County Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley.
Thank you.
And thanks to Ohio State Parks Public Information Section Manager Jean Bax. Thanks.
Thank you.
And also thanks to Eric French at the controls and Corinne Gleckler on the phones. This is WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from the Ohio State University, holding the NCAA Men's and Women's Fencing Championship March 22nd through the 25th at the French Field House in St. John's Arena. Tickets at 1-800-GO-BUCKS.